interview with Gary Kramer on December the 20th, I guess we decided it was, 1995. So it would plug up.
Right? Yes, this trickling filter would plug up because of the massive growth of bacteria. And my poor guys working at the treatment plant had to go out there in those trickling filters with these long iron bars and core down through in order to try to create openings in the filter and get the water to flow through. I saw that filter one time had at least a foot or a foot and a half of water on top of the rock media, simply because it wouldn't flow through. It was so plugged up with these bacteria.
Oh, so you had like approaching 2 acre-feet of water on
on top of that filter, right, and nowhere to go with what was coming in, except through the filter.
When you would do this coring operation, the water would hopefully drain through, but would it then be adequately slowed down and captured by the bacteria, or would it?
No, the water that flowed through, the bacteria had grown so much that the water that flowed through, there was very little treatment given to that water as it went through the filter. The good thing was that the pea processing season only lasted about 2 weeks. But then it was like another 10 days before the bacteria would partially die off and flow through the filter to where we could remove it in our settling tanks and we get back to normal operation. But then we would have another event in the fall when they started the corn processing. They did a lot of sweet corn processing where they would cut it off the cob at the canneries and either freeze the corn or put it in cans, and we would get a strong waste load during the corn processing season. Fortunately, the load wasn't as heavy as the pea processing load, and it didn't smell as bad. We got a profuse growth of bacteria, but at least it didn't render these horrendous odors from the plant. So we were at least partially able to handle that reasonably well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how many other people worked in the treatment plant then?
Right. I was in charge of the treatment plant and the waste collection system in Walla Walla. When I was at Hillsboro, all we were involved in was the treatment plants. So another department handled the collection system. But I was in charge of both systems up there, the treatment plant and the pipes that collect the wastewater. I had 5 employees plus myself, 6 total in the treatment plant. And I had 2 employees who maintained the sewer collection system. Another problem, if you will, with the Walla Walla sewer collection system, and it may still be that way today, is that a lot of the storm drains, not unlike the city of Portland, flow into the sanitary sewer system. And therefore, the wintertime flows at Walla Walla would increase 4 or 5-fold of the normal dry weather flow. And that would put quite a strain on the treatment plant also. But contrary to today, we operated that treatment plant 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with 5 people. Now, of course, some people worked more than a 40-hour week, no question about it. And they would rotate on shifts, and the graveyard and swing shifts, there would only be 1 person at the treatment plant. Well, today, you could no longer do that because of safety reasons. And of course, most of the people work 44-hour weeks, 44-hour week, in order to make all that work. And if somebody got sick, then I would have to fill in for them because we didn't have any excess or other employees that could do that. So it was a pretty tight operation, shall we say. Pretty conservative.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. But we were able to do really a good job outside of when the cannery processing occurred.
Uh-huh. And who did you report to then? Did you report to the city?
Yes, I was an employee in the what they call the utility department, and as I mentioned earlier, the individual that I worked for was Paul Meyer, who a native Walla Wallan who worked for the city for probably 35 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What was the politics of wastewater in Walla Walla? I assume the canneries had some clout and.
Oh, indeed, yes. Well, there wasn't a lot of concern by Walla Wallans regarding the wastewater or the wastewater treatment facility or even what kind of job we were doing. Probably the more concern on behalf of city officials was monetary. Stay within your budget. Don't do anything that you don't need to do.
Uh-huh.
And you know, kind of like the bottom of the barrel, if you will, in terms of the various facilities that people had interest in.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of out of sight, out of mind, if you will. You know, treatment plant was located probably 3 miles from the city and out of the way where it was not visible to the general public unless you made an attempt to go there, and therefore it got very little interest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And obviously then, as if it was that distance out of the city, probably people weren't too bothered by the smell or the
No, they weren't, because see, the odor was generated down there in this agricultural community, and they wanted the water, so therefore they felt it best not to complain about the odor. The one area that had an interest in wastewater there was the education system. It was fairly constant during the spring that we would give tours to school children. We would have 3 or 4 tours every week for these youngsters in the 5th, 6th, 7th grade at the treatment plant. So there was that interest from the academic community.
Mm-hmm. Any particularly memorable problems or events at Walla Walla that stand out in your mind?
I think
I know Jim already talked about.
That cannery waste load was just, that was the memorable part of those operations. One other thing, and that is, it gets awfully cold there at certain times of the year.
Oh yeah, right.
And it was fairly treacherous, if you will, to work in the treatment plant and working out on these tanks full of water, and the sidewalks get ice build up on them 2-3 inches high or deep, and it was something we had to be very concerned about, let alone freezing pipes and those sorts of things. In fact, some of the tankage would actually, the water in the tanks would actually freeze partially. Fortunately, sewage is fairly warm, 55 to 60 degrees in temperature, so therefore that wasn't a big problem, but just all of the water systems and the piping, we had to be on top of it, if you will, when we got those really cold days up there.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said that they had the trickling filter to. Was this after a settling process? Did they have a sludge digester process too then?
First thing after removal of sand and the grit is you settle. You go through a settling process, and then whatever will settle out goes into the digesters. Whatever you can take off in terms of floating material goes into the digesters. Then you go to the trickling filters or The other word for bacteria is activated sludge. And then you go to another settling process after the water comes out of that secondary or that bacterial process, because the bacteria are heavier than water and therefore they'll settle. And then you remove whatever you can from that tank, take that to the digesters, and then that goes through, those solids go through the digestion process. The water then out of the secondary end is chlorinated to kill any pathogens and then discharged either to a river or spray irrigated, whatever the case may be.
Now that's out of the filter or the drinking filter?
Settling.
Right.
Filtering, settling, discharge.
Okay. Yeah. So you collect what comes off the bottom of the trickling filter and settle it again discharge it.
That's right. Yeah.
You mentioned how nasty this cannery waste was. So was it more concentrated than the Hillsborough waste that you dealt with? Or was it just the volume of it?
It basically a combination, but Hillsborough did not do peas. Pea waste, for some reason, is extraordinarily strong in terms of waste load.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, the waste in the Walla Walla facilities was much more difficult to deal with because Hillsborough didn't do peas. For whatever reason, I don't know why pea processing creates such huge loads on the sewer system, but it was larger volume too up there. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe this is a good point to take a break here, and then we'll we'll take off from here and get into the Aloha and USA period, I guess.
Sure.
Next time.
Oh, great! Yes. Yeah. Well, that'll be exciting.
Okay. Well, good. Well, thanks. Thanks for the interview.
My pleasure. Always.
We'll continue next time.
Okay, great. Okay. Now I'll go get my calendar.